All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobbo and Frank in the studio tonight. We're minus Chris Sill this evening. He'll be back next week, but we have John Copper on the line, and Frank's going to do the introduction and get that first or second question in there.
John, how are you?
Great, Frank. How are you?
Thank you for joining us tonight. I know you are going to have a lot of thoughts about the game. First off, you graduated back in 08, right?
08, yes, sir. And, '09, Frank. So '08 was my last season, but I graduated in '09. So.
That's right. Graduated in the spring of '09. You had 301 tackles during your career, which put you 15th on the list. Not too shabby. Watching the Virginia defense, let's start there first. It seemed to me that as that game unfolded Saturday in Charlottesville in Scott Stadium, I felt like the Virginia defense did a good job in most situations of wrapping up their man or defending a receiver down the field. There were one or two errors. Romero missed Edmonds. He jumped on his back and slid right off. I don't remember too many others. Hoskey got called for a pass interference on a deep pass that may or may not have been catchable. Other than that, what did you think of the defense?
Yeah, overall, I thought they did well. You know, they had, I didn't keep exact count, I thought they had six or eight plays that, you know, were kind of in that 20-yard range that they gave up. But whenever they did that, they recovered well. So especially when they, you know, were kind of holding them to some field goals, when they were down there getting close after some big plays. So I was very impressed overall. With the defense, I think they finished with two turnovers or maybe three.
They had like three or four sacks.
Yeah, so, and, you know, Eli Harold alone had three of those. So, yeah, overall I was impressed with the defensive effort on Saturday. I thought overall they played a game that put us in a position to win.
Well, you know, next year we know that Eli Harold will be back. David Dean will be back. Unfortunately, both Brent Urban and Jake Snyder graduating. But Chris Braithwaite, I've heard, is going to be hopefully eligible again and will return. He can play one defensive tackle spot. Hoskey is back at one cornerback. Maurice Kennedy is back in the secondary. You've got Demetrius Nicholson coming back from the turf toe. Hopefully he's going to be okay. Anthony Harris will be back. Phillips will be back. You know, even Rio Walker is back. So, Carell Latimer is back. I mean, there's a whole slew of guys coming back on D, and you've also got the Anthony Brown coming in mid-year after Christmas break at defensive tackle, and they're going to have a hard time keeping him out of the off the field. And Mike Moore is back at one tackle. So Virginia's defense should be back intact. So don't you think the defense should be even better next year?
Oh, for several reasons. One, I mean, you just named it. I mean, all those guys coming back, especially just key leaders, guys that were making plays this year, are going to be back, and that's probably the most significant thing. The other thing is it's going to be their second year in that system.
Yes.
You know, whenever a new system comes in, it usually takes at least two, but, you know, from what I could tell, three. Now, they were going from 4-3 to 4-3, so even though it's a new system, it's a lot of carryover. So I think that next year they're going to be, you know, one of the, even though at times they played, you know, as a very, very solid defense, you know, looking at the whole country, I mean, at times they did that throughout the year. Mm-hmm. You know, I think consistently they'll be a top 5 or 10 defense next year, and I'm very, very hopeful for what that's going to look like.
Well, we didn't really get into the linebackers, but Henry Coley will be back. Mm-hmm. Max Vales showed all kinds of speed rushing help on the outside. Daquan Romero seems to get better every game. You've also got Quante Moore. Hopefully he's got his act together and we'll be able to contribute some next year. Dimitri Brim is back. You've got a lot of folks now that they clearly know what they need to do in school. They need to know what they need to do in the weight room. They know what they need to do on the field. It bodes well. Offensively, Virginia has just struggled for the last 2 years. Ever since the Chick-fil-A Bowl, it seems to be, it's like my cousin Bobby Pollard used to always say, it's like watching two unfamiliar bulldogs under a blanket.
Well, that's what the defense needs to do more, score. We need a few pick sixes, you know, because the offense can't score, maybe the defense can.
Well, next year things have got to change. And talk about the offense. When you watch the Virginia offense, from the defensive perspective. What do you watch? What do you see?
Well, you know, I guess one thing, and a lot of it had to do with, I think, just flat-out youth, especially in key positions, is just being able to have some, I just call it a being able to will something to happen on the field. In times past, seasons past, we've had guys. I put Cedric Pierman in that category. I put Jameel Sewell back, in that 07 year. Marcus Hagans, Alvin Pierman. These were guys that just at some point in time during the game, during the season, multiple games, they were going to will something to happen on the field, whether it was supposed to or not. And that was the missing piece that I saw offensively throughout the year. And that's something that you've got to have at least one guy on the offensive side of the ball that can make something happen when nothing's there. And, that's not bad. I'm sure, offensively there's a lot of guys coming back, a lot of skill positions that are going to be plugged in with some very good players. So, I'm hopeful for that as well. And then just another aspect, again, looking at the next year, I mean, the 07 year when we won 9 games, would we have the 119th ranked offense or something like that? So if you have great defense, like I think we'll have next year, and you have good or decent special teams, you can compensate for some offense that may not hit it. But I'm hopeful that next year the offense will also show some significant signs of improvement.
Hey, we're visiting with John Copper, former Virginia linebacker. John, what happens from the players' perspective now? I mean, do they just have individual workouts until spring ball? Because they can't have any organized practices for a while, can they?
Yeah, I'm not totally sure about that. When we did not go to a bowl game, we did have some weightlifting sessions and different things of that nature. And if the rules change or if they can actually practice a little bit, I'm not sure. But basically, when we would finish, we'd have weightlifting sessions through finals. Then we'd go home, middle of December. We basically have about 3.5 weeks off, and then we were reporting back a few days before classes started in January. And then that's when the off season starts, and we really kick back up with everything. So it'll be pretty flexible. I know Coach London, his philosophy. I mean, he's gonna definitely let some guys rest and have some breaks, especially a season like this. When it's kind of been a mental beatdown and drain in some ways, just from the win loss column.
Yeah, that's a good question. What do you think the team's psychology is right now?
From what I could gather from different things, reading from different players, I'm very involved with Coach Morris and George Morris, the chaplain, and just some feedback I've gotten, throughout the season, even though they weren't doing that well, the team morale was pretty good, which, that wasn't always the case when I was playing, even when we were winning, more. So anyway, that's an encouraging thing, and, I think with a functionally kind of a 6 or 7 week break here where they're going to be able to regroup and come back in January. And like I said, I'm pretty confident about the direction they're going to be at come this time next year.
Well, talking about the offense, Tim Smith is going to graduate. Darius Jennings will be back to one wide receiver. Keon Johnson was a revelation this year as a freshman. Unfortunately, Morgan Moses, who I think just did yeoman work this year. They moved him from right tackle to left tackle. It's a tough job. Connor Davis should be back and hopefully healthier. I know he had to overcome a lot of rehab from shoulder and knee surgeries. Luke Bowanko, the center, graduates. But Jay Whitmire is young. He's a sophomore. Eric Smith is a freshman. He's coming back. Jake McGee is a senior. Kevin Parks will be a senior. And there's no reason to think that this team can't rebuild and come back and become a potent offense. The big question is quarterback, and I really just don't understand Mike London not playing Grayson Lambert more in the last 3 or 4 games. It's almost as if he's totally committed to David Watford, and quite honestly, David Watford just is not accurate enough to be a big-time quarterback. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the offseason is going to tell a lot. There'll be, I would think there would be some open competition in the spring and kind of get a better idea. And, you know, guys, I mean, guys can improve. So, you know, watching David Watford, I would agree that, you know, I don't know, he was the most accurate guy, especially earlier in the season. You know, and then he had a couple games where he seemed to be pretty accurate, and the receivers weren't really helping by catching the ball when he got it there. So, you know, I'm guys will improve a lot during the spring, and you know, I think I'll be better to maybe comment on that after the spring game, after seeing him practice several times, and who's improved and who will be best kind of moving into the fall after that.
Well, I think we ought to leave it at that. We'll bring you back right around the time of the spring game, and let's review all this. And I want to thank you for all your participation in Who's Talking over the last few years. You've been a lot of fun to have on the show, and thanks for giving us your perspective.
Yeah, no, Frank, I really appreciate you having me on, and like I said, we're looking forward to a really good year next year.
All right, John Copper, we again, as Frank said, we thank you for your participation and involvement in the show. Happy holidays. In the meantime, we're going to the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to transition to basketball. Jimmy Miller will join us, and there's a chance we might hear from Jody Smith tonight, Dr. Smith. If not tonight, next week, I think, just going to call in and have a little Wortho, Virginia thank you. But at any rate, stay with us. We'll be back with Jimmy Miller after these messages.